is the very end of the service. Sound of people leaving. You see five priests go up onto the altar. One of them's a bishop holding a crozier. Two of them look like bishops. In fact, they're wearing those kind of bishop pointy hats. Here 2 years ago at this Mass, and it was a shock to see the degree of pomp, splendor that there was. It was shockingly impressive, I have to say. A bit scary as well. But today, perhaps it's my familiarity with the service and what I knew I was coming in to see. It doesn't seem so dramatically powerful in terms of its pomp and ceremony. The priests are dressed in white as opposed to some of the colours that would make them stand out even more. I'm now looking at the massed ranks of French flags being wheeled around the, I nearly said the stadium, the church. They're huge numbers of flags. There's a very, very big pilgrimage. The Mass was in French. And they're survivors of that war. Long war which culminated in some dreadful things in Algeria and North Africa. I think it brought De Gaulle to power as well. But it is very impressive to see hundreds of these flags walk down the middle of the church, carried by people who would have been youngsters, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds in those days. At least they survived. As for where the Irish are, I have no clue. It's quite impossible to see where they might be gone. Maybe I'll just go and have a walk into the centre, because it's possible to walk right up to what's going on quite easily. I mean, you could practically walk onto the altar. enough. I've been, people and me included, have been up on the altar taking photographs. I mean, they're just people treating the altar as a place on which it's okay to stand or stand around, take photographs of the crucifixion, the Calvary scene that is on top of the pedestal, really, I suppose you'd call it, on which the altar stone stands. But I found it hard to stop myself taking photographs of people taking photographs. It really is such a different type of situation to the one I was brought up as a child in Limerick. You know, the idea that ordinary people can walk up onto the altar with their cameras and take photographs. I mean, that would be... I mean, my words fail me to express how different this is to the ethos that I grew up in. I mean, the man goes around taking down the microphones and dusting off the top and rearranging the linen tablecloths on top of the... you know, there are people who have to work here and put everything back together for the next ceremony. Yeah, the place is, you know, awash with photographers, and everyone is fine with that. In fact, everyone's fine with everything, as far as I can see here. I mean, there are those went around photographing the vestments of bishops and the hats and the as well. And you know, I take snaps. You know, but I love doing it, I have to admit. And you know, you see people using their cameras, and they range from very professional people to you know, a man who's just a white man met a black man and took his photograph. In fact, he went off and did a photo shoot with him and gave him back his camera. And my guess is that man was from Nigeria, but I might be wrong about that. And that the other man was from Germany. Who knows? Now, how do you get out of this place? This is this is such an enormous basilica that getting out is as difficult as, well, getting in is a doddle, but getting out is tricky. And I think it's definitely time for coffee and croissant. No question about it. I am dying for some of that marvellous French coffee. It is hard to drag myself away from the atmosphere in here. I mean, that's very strange. How come an unbeliever is so attracted by the atmosphere in this massive soundscape? Well, I think it's to do with community. I think it's to do with variety. The community part is easy. This is a huge... You have a huge sense of community in here. But it isn't a community going off... Well, I've never experienced a community going off to war properly, so... But it did have a community at peace with itself and making celebration. That was what it felt like to me. And then there's the diversity, of course. I mean, I grew up in an Ireland which was terribly homogeneous. And here you see a decent amount of diversity, certainly European diversity. I know it isn't, it's not really like London street markets, but there is plenty of different languages to be overheard as you go around. And there is the kind of, for me, there's the huge attraction of, as an observer, a social anthropologist, if you like, I see the institution, the institutional church, and I see the individual, and I'm fascinated by what's in between the two of those extremes. I see the magnificence of the architecture here, and the you know, it is quite a sight. You know, there's a big wingspan here, a roof span. I see big banners. I described them before, but you have little alcoves in the back then where there are people were able to sit in little, yeah, alcove, the only word for it. I just go to one here by accident. Oh my God, I come to the Dublin one. Let me read you. Dublin, and in the alcove. This is from 2011 in Lourdes. Yeah, Miss Arnacher. God and Father in the highest heavens. Holy One, may your praise be always on our lips. May your Holy Spirit come so that love may reign on earth as it does in heaven. You know what we need before we ask. So give us each day the bread of your word. Heal our wounds of sin against you and one another. As we have pardoned those who hurt us, save us in our struggles. I love that. Save us in our struggles. And protect us from evil in all its forms, that we may belong to you wholly and eternally. Dublin Pilgrimage. It's just very nicely presented here on the wall. It's just beautifully, a little corner. I better photograph it to put up. I have my own issues with the what it says, but that's another issue. Yeah, I've got that photograph now. And yes, I said I have my own issues, and I do. Everybody has their own issues, really. The only people whose issues I am truly familiar with are my own. So, yeah. I have to say, it is glorious coming out into the sun. My goodness. Another world. You come from the world of reverence, I suppose, to the world of awe. I mean, this is just awesome. You come out of here and you hit this kind of sun. Now, where is that coffee? Oh, wow. I mean, the French are going to have their photograph taken, and there's a huge tower thing up in the sky that the photographer is going to take the photograph from. There are actually so many of them that there's no way you could stand on top of a ladder like the for the Irish photograph. No, this is, I don't know what, 50, 100 feet up in the air. Almost, not quite as high as the spire of the cathedral, but way above the right up at least as high as the Hospitalité. And there are two guys up there, presumably with a wide-angle lens, who are going to take a photograph. That will be some photograph. How you will see yourself in it, I don't know. But it's just the whole piazza is filling to the top. Okay, I've had enough. I've had enough excitement. I need now the calm of the caffeine.